So I'm with Wendy Taylor from Whistler Corporation, and if you listened to us last year from Hera Arena, you'll know that we talked to her then, and she has a nickname known as, let's see, is it Whistler Wendy? Or okay, and I didn't want to say it backwards. Whistler Wendy, and oh, well, it's right on your badge. So, and Whistler is here showing their line of scanners. I mean, they have other products as well, but we're going to be talking about scanners. And Wendy, since we talked to you last year, what is new?
So since last year, you know, we came out with our TRX 1 and TRX 2 at the show last year. Those had completely gone out, and everything upgraded to NXDN in December of last year. We also did upgrades to the 1080, 1088, 1095, and 1098 to make those capable of DMR. So that was since last year. We announced at the show this year that we're doing an upgrade for some legacy scanners that we have, the Radio Shack and GRE scanners that we have, the Pro 18, the Pro 668, and the PSR 800 are all getting an upgrade to DMR. That'll be beginning June 1st. You can go on our website, check out the update for those scanners. It'll be $59.99, and you'll get a mail-in label to send your scanner to us. We'll do the upgrade, and we'll return it back to you. And when you get it back, it'll be completely upgraded to DMR.
Okay, so NXDN and DMR for the average person, that's a type of digital format, correct?
Yes, it's a protocol that's used for the scanners for any radio transmission. They are proprietary to certain people, so Motorola Turbo is Motorola's proprietary protocol. NXDN is NextEdge or Kenwood's proprietary protocol. So as they have upgraded to those protocols, we have upgraded our scanners to be able to monitor those protocols.
So, I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of different digital formats. Do you see someday maybe they'll kind of combine into one?
You know, I honestly don't know. I have a feeling that each of them will kind of keep going their own way. I think it's the way of, you know, VHS versus Beta and the old VCRs, or, you know, the different, Blu-ray versus the different things. So, you know, I think they're probably all going to do their thing. We're just going to have to keep it up with them in upgrading our scanners as they come out. So
scanners, and I believe you guys make radar detectors, is that right? So both of those products kind of seem to be a catch-up game, right? You wait and see what the manufacturers come out, and then you got to go to the drawing board and figure out how to keep up with them.
You know, it is. It's a little bit of R&D on our side. We do constant research keeping up with those protocols as well on both the radar side and the scanner side. You know, we have our ways of kind of finding out what's coming down the pipe, too, so we keep up with it as we can. But, yeah, it tends to be that way.
So I was just thinking with the I know you make a lot of scanners under private label for Radio Shack. How's that kind of affecting things?
You know, we did manufacture for Radio Shack for a while. Currently with Radio Shack going out of business and going bankrupt, we don't currently do anything for them. We are actually going to offer the updates to the scanners that we manufactured for them as a courtesy to our customers trying to take care of them. So.
Okay, and also, I mean, I'm not familiar with all the Radio Shack numbers, but prior to Whistler picking up this line of scanners, they were made by another company known as GRE. Does that apply to any of those types of radios as well, or just the ones that you made for Radio Shack?
No, it applies to GRE as well. The PSR 800 was a GRE unit, so it'll be applicable to that unit as well. It's the digital units that were produced by GRE or for Radio Shack.
Okay, and I know that they're working on different types of software, so people are able to program their scanners based upon, I guess, what's in the radio. Is that right?
Yes, we have our own proprietary software called EasyScan that we're constantly making updates to. So that is our software. That software will work once they update the scanners to our upgrade. It will be available for those scanners as well.
Okay, Wendy, any big secrets you can let us know? Any teases at all of what might be coming down the pike?
I don't have any teases at this point in time. We will have a typical update, bug fixes, and some easy scan updates coming next week, but that's about it at this time.
All right, so we mentioned your website, but we didn't say what the website was.
You can go to our website at whistlergroup.com. All of our information is out there. If you ever need to contact us, just click the Contact Us tab and follow the directions, but everything's out there. We also have all of our other products and our scanner accessories out there, too.
Well, Wendy, I want to thank you for taking time to talk to me this year, and hopefully you'll be back next year.
Absolutely. We'd definitely be at the show. So,
okay. Thank you.